You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Time now for Side Notes, Volume 20, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Quick reminder, solar eclipse party, a lot of things going on at Seneca coming up in the next month and a half. You're going to want to go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com to check out everything that's going on. March Madness Hoops Hangout is right around the corner and probably one of the biggest times of year in sports. So go check out what they've got going on over there. A lot of exciting stuff. Again, SenecaNiagaraCasino.com for more information. All right, so what most teams do and what Buffalo's done for the last 13 years when they're eliminated from the playoffs is they've brought up young players to give them an opportunity to kind of show what they're made of and showcase themselves for next season. So the Sabres are pretty much almost there with 11 games left. So if you get to about 8 games left where you are pretty much done, are there any prospects in the Sabres pipeline that you need to see games played this season? Going into next year?
Well, Jari Kulich started off really hot this season. I don't know what the hell happened to his game, but you know, the last 20 games of the season, or I could even go 25 games of the season, I think he scored 4 goals. 25 games, 4 goals. I don't know what's going on down there. It seems like he's kind of taken a little bit of a step back in his play, but I would like to give him an opportunity and not bring him up for one game and not play him with any significant players. I would want to bring him up, put him in a position to say, listen, show us what you have. I would like to see him in a position to earn, at least put himself on the map. You know, Isaac Rosen, what are you going to do with him? Is he just going to be a minor league player the rest of it? Like, what are we doing with this first round draft pick? He's another one that I think that I would be bringing up and trying to find, you know, some sort of solution for this kid, because it seems like he's a solid player, but he's just, I don't know if he's just kind of teetering out in his abilities right now.
They don't have anybody down there to bring up.
There's literally not a whole lot. It's like, okay, I was going to think to myself, like, Brett Murray, you know, he's got 16 goals down there, 29 points in 49 games, which is not great, but it's solid.
You're not bringing him here.
Well, I mean, you know, I wish you could bring somebody up that you could fit on the fourth line, like a younger 21, 22, 23 year old player that plays super highly physical and fast and aggressive in the minors. And you want someone that's super, super hungry to try and get to the next level. And that energy that he's going to bring could be infectious. And I look at the team in the minors.
Brett Murray's energy is going to be infectious.
No, but maybe if he gets in a couple fights, you know, energize the team.
He's not getting in a couple fucking
then
fights.
I don't know who to bring
up.
Oh,
my God.
If Brett Murray had figured
it out 2 years ago, then he could have been the next Matt Rempe. But it's not in the DNA. This guy is just like, he may as well be 5'10 as well. So the fact of the matter is, Brett Murray, no, we don't need to see him. Saw enough of him. Can't be a big body in this league and go out there and be scared. Sorry, can't. And who else do you have down there? I'm very concerned about this team going into next season and finishing this year off. Isaac Rosen, 5'11", 156. Fuck, let's get him in the lineup. You know, Yuri Kulich, good player. I know the guys on the team think he's pretty good. He's only played one game.
The problem is, listen, Yuri Kulich, Petey, in 25 games, I think has 4 goals. In his last 25 games in the minors, he's very clear that he is having a stumbling block in his second year. I know he's very young still, but it is a little concerning. I know he's, you know, he's going to be turning, 20 years old in the next month, but it's like, man, you want some of these guys to flourish. And it seems like they're, you know, 24 goals in 25 games is not flourishing in your second year.
You know what I think is going to happen next year? I think Matt Savoy starts as your third line center.
So if that's the case, you're telling me that he's going to be playing with Benson?
I don't know. Benson, he might be a first liner by that point.
They were teammates, were they not?
Yeah, they were.
Well, that's exciting then. Maybe they can find some sort of spark in the same in which they had in junior hockey. Kind of sarcastic in a way, but in a way, now that I start to think about it, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But if that's the case, if they're bringing in Matt Savoy, which is very possibly could be the third line center next year, if that's the case, then you're very clearly basically saying to the entire fan base that it's not about making the playoffs next year. That's what that says to me. Do you agree or disagree on that sentiment?
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny. It's very hard to predict what the future holds, but I'm not optimistic about the lineup going into next year, because I'm going to be flat out honest with you. I think Thompson, Tuck, and whoever's on that other wing, I think that's a bona fide. I think it can play as a first line, but I think it's a bona fide second line in the NHL.
Well, that depends on Tuck, I think. It depends on Thompson. I really do believe that. I think when you look at that lineup,
Tuck is the only player on this team that has elite NHL speed and size.
Yes, and when he's going, And when he's playing at a high level, he's going to be a 25 goal scorer, and he's probably going to be, I would say, a 60 point guy. And, you know, you have Tage Thompson that this year is kind of he's got 21 goals in 43 game or 43 points. But I mean, we need Tage Thompson to have double that. We need him to be our number one center. Our number one center in 60 games should have 30 goals minimum and, you know, 65 points right now. Or 70 points. We need a bona fide number one center. Now, Tage last year showed us that he was an elite player in this game. He was very tough to play against. Tuck had an incredible year last year. 35 goals, 83 points, I think it was. If we can have those guys at least somewhat come close to getting back to that form, I think would bode well for the trickle-down effect. But who's the second line? Is the second line J.J. Paterka, Quinn, and Cousins next year? Those players were a very exciting group, not last year. Last year they were a very exciting group. This year you have Jack Quinn, who's basically been injured.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You know what time of year it is? It's March Madness time, and I have two words for you. Hoops Hangout. Starting Thursday, March 21st through Sunday, March 24th and Saturday, April 6th, it's the College Basketball Tournament Watch Parties at Seneca Niagara.
Catch college basketball tournament action with your friends during March and April in your one-of-a-kind viewing area at Seneca Niagara. To reserve your spot, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
I think once Jack Quinn comes back with J.J. Paterka and Dylan Cousins, I think you could have a legit bona fide line that every single one of those guys is going to score 25-plus goals. I honestly believe that. The third thing is, who is on your third line? Who's on the third line? Are you bringing back? Is Jordan Greenway done enough to be a top nine forward, or would you rather put him on something more of a fourth line that is going to be, you know, hopefully more of a physical presence, you know, energy line? I don't know.
I don't know. That guy's, he drives me nuts.
He drives you nuts because I think the potential is through the roof with him. And I don't think at the age of 26, I think he is, I don't think he's identified and understand what can make him a legit top end power forward in this game. I really do believe that. I think that he has not figured this out yet. And some of these kids, some of these young guys are trying to figure it out on their own. But some guys need to be told that this is truly your path. I think Jordan Greenway can be a good player, but he needs to play a certain style that is going to benefit his play and the entire team. And right now he's not doing it. He should be, you know, sending the fear of God to a lot of these players in the league. Like last night, he got challenged and chirped at the bench. Evander Kane, like you should have been jumping overboard the very next
shift. How about Detroit?
Same thing.
Detroit. I've just never. He goes back to the bench and he's smiling and laughing. And the guy on the Detroit bench, they zoomed over and two players looked over at him and they called him a chicken shit.
Yeah.
That's a fucking problem.
Like right there, someone would be paying next shift. I don't care who it was.
That is
call me a chicken shift. I'd beat the shit out of the guy.
That is
hopefully,
a fucking
hopefully
problem.
Beat the shit out of the guy, and then I'd be going right by their bench going, who's next? Who's next? Who's going to call me a chicken shit now?
Size doesn't impose fear if you're a kitten internally. And everybody knows it. And you can't bluff in this league anymore because it's clear that
you can.
You
can bluff in this league in the biggest way. The difference is, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to call?
Do you
guys
think he
out?
Could just turn around and become like this tough physical force and start scaring people?
Yes.
No one's going to take him. No, until he grabs somebody and humbles them. That's it. He's just going
to
be a big guy who
he needs
laughs
to play
when someone,
angry.
Who laughs when someone's like pushing him and like pushing him in the face. He's like, oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. And that just goes back to, you know, we're talking about who you're going to bring up from the minors to give them some opportunity. And I'm like, I don't know. None of those guys in the minors deserve to be called up. They stink. And then you're talking about what are we going to have for next year? And it's like, I mean, Kevin Adams got to be like shaking his head right now with trying to figure out in what direction. Oh, I believe in these guys. Believe in what? What are you watching?
I don't care what you say. I had a player in the league the other day say to me, the stench of the Eichel treatment and some other things, other happenings that have gone on in Buffalo will deter players from going there still. Because it's the same people in place. But it's what happens when your dad owns a team. On that note, that'll do it for Side Notes, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Reminder, for all information going on at Seneca, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com. Have a good time.